Every Halloween, Mason and his little sister Abby went trick-or-treating in their neighborhood. This year, they had the best costumes. Mason was a pirate, and Abby was a fairy. After hours of collecting candy, their bags were full. They couldn't wait to get home and eat some treats. But when they sat down to sort their candy, something strange happened. A piece of candy floated into the air and disappeared right before their eyes. "Did you see that?" Abby gasped, her eyes wide. Mason couldn't believe it. Another piece of candy floated up, then vanished. "We have to catch it," Mason said. They watched closely as another candy started to lift off the table. Mason grabbed it, but it disappeared in his hand. "What's going on?" Abby asked, her voice shaky. Just then, a tiny ghost appeared, floating above the table. It was no bigger than a doll. "I'm so sorry," the ghost said. "I didn't mean to take your candy. I've been hungry for years." Mason and Abby looked at each other. "You're hungry for candy?" Mason asked. The ghost nodded. "I haven't had any since I died a long time ago." Feeling a little sorry for the ghost, Mason handed him a piece of chocolate. The ghost smiled and took it. "Thanks," the ghost said, and with a puff of smoke he disappeared. But this time, he didn't take any more candy.